So welcome along to this, which is a Lenten guide on prayer. It's based on William Barclay's, one of his books called More Prayers for the Plain Man. Say that quickly, three or four times and you'll struggle. But what we're going to do is just to provide you with this framework for Lent. Lent's always a time where we give things up. You go off chocolate, you go off sweets, you go off tea or coffee, you go off any of the other things that you can think of, or maybe you are going off. We do that as a practice of self-denial over the course of Lent, which leads up to Easter, and it coincides, it's 47 days, but it coincides with Jesus being tempted for 40 days and practicing self-denial in himself in the desert and being tempted by the devil before he started his ministry. But we in the Christian calendar coincide it with this period leading up to Easter, up to the main events in Holy Week. So we practice self-denial. That's one of the ways in which we do it. But one of the things I was taught was also to take something up. And so this is maybe a way and something that you can take up for the course of Lent. And we'll go through these prayers. Each day there will be a reading. There'll be a morning prayer and then an evening prayer. And I'll leave some space in between them just to allow you to reflect. But there'll only be a few minutes each day, and maybe you'll get into the habit and hear some new prayers. Maybe it'll help you to pray for different things. And of course, in the spaces, you can pray and reflect in your own way. And so we begin at day one, and the reading today is John chapter 1, verses 1 to 5 and 11 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. He gave to his own, but his own did not receive him. But to those who did receive him, to them he gave the power to become sons and daughters of God, even to those that believe in his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we saw his glory, the glory as of the only one Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. Well, just think about that for a second, and then we'll have our morning prayer. Help me, O God, to meet in the right way and in the right spirit everything which comes to me this day. Help me to approach my work cheerfully and my tasks diligently. Help me to greet people courteously and, if need be, to suffer fools gladly. Help me to meet disappointments, frustrations, hindrances, opposition calmly and without irritation. Help me to meet delays with patience and unreasonable demands with self-control. Help me to accept praise modestly and criticism without losing my temper. Keep me serene all through today. All this I ask for Jesus' sake. Amen. I will simply give you a minute to reflect upon that prayer, to pray it again to yourselves, or even to add onto it in your own way. There'll always be some sort of background noise. There'll always be something going on in your head, in your heart. There'll always be something going on around you, but maybe that was just a short moment. The first time you've been silent today, the first time your thoughts have been turned towards God this day. And you can either stop here for the rest of the day and pick up again for our evening prayers, or you can simply keep going and we'll pray now our evening prayer. O God, bless those whose faces come into my mind as I come into your presence. Bless those who I love, if it be possible, let nothing happen to them. Bless my friends and the people beside who I work. Let nothing come between them and me. Bless those who I know to be ill, give them restful and healing sleep tonight. Bless those who I know to be sad and comfort them. Bless those who are being very foolish. Keep them from doing anything that would wreck life for themselves and for others. Bless the poor, the homeless, the friendless, those in prison, in misfortune and in disgrace. Bless my absent friends, bless those who are far away from home. You are the Father of all. In your fatherly love, bless all who need your blessing. This I ask for your love's sake. Amen. And then we'll just allow another moment, another minute of silence for you again to reflect or to pray your own prayers. And then we'll finish with the grace for today. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you this day. Amen. So welcome to day two. You could have paused in between that and the beginning of day two, or maybe you've just carried on. These will be in batches of seven, and so you'll have a chance to pause between each day, or you can just carry straight through. But we begin this day two at Psalms 46. God is our refuge and strength, a helper who is always found in times of trouble. Therefore we will not be afraid, though the earth trembles and the mountains topple into the depths of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with its turmoil. There is a river, its streams delight the city of God, the holy dwelling place of the Most High. God is within her, she will not be toppled. God will help her when the morning dawns. Nations rage, kingdoms topple, the earth melts when he lifts his voice. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our stronghold. Come see the works of the Lord, who brings devastation on the earth. He makes wars cease throughout the earth. He shatters bows and cuts spears to pieces. He burns up the chariots. Stop your fighting and know that I am God, exalted among the nations, exalted on the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. And then we read our morning prayer. O God, help me today to think of the feelings of others as much as I think of my own. If I know that there are things which annoy the people who I live and work with, help me not to do them. If I know there are things which would please them, help me to go out of my way to do those. Help me to think before I speak so that I may not thoughtlessly or tactlessly hurt or embarrass anyone else. If I have to differ with anyone, help me to do so with courtesy. If I have to argue with anyone, help me to do so without losing my temper. If I have to find fault with anyone, help me to do so with kindness. If anyone has to find fault with me, help me to accept it with a good grace. Help me all through today to treat others as I would wish them to treat me. Through Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen. And we'll take a minute, again, just to think for yourself. Maybe you can picture people in your mind who you may have to argue with or find fault with. Maybe people you work with or live with who stir up those feelings. And so we'll allow you just to name them and pray your own prayer for the next minute or so. and then we'll pray our evening prayer. O God, bless the people who are thinking of me and praying for me tonight. My parents, my family, my friends, my loved ones. Bless those who have no one to remember them and no one to pray for them. The aged, the lonely, the friendless, those who have no one to love and no one to love them. Bless those who specially need my remembrance and my prayers. Those in illness and in pain, those whose life is in the balance, those who are dying, those who are in bewilderment, those who are in regret and remorse, those who have been driven to despair. Bless me before I sleep and grant me now a grateful heart for all your gifts, a contrite heart for all my sins, a heart at peace because it rests in you. Hear this, my prayer, for your love's sake. Amen. And we'll again allow you some space now to reflect or pray your own prayers now. And we'll finish day two with the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you this day. Amen. Day three, and we read Matthew chapter 10, verse 24 to 31. A disciple is not above his teacher or a slave above his master. It is enough for a disciple to become like his teacher and a slave like his master. If they called the house of the head of the house Beelzebub, how much more the members of that household? Therefore, don't be afraid of them, since there is nothing covered that won't be uncovered, and nothing hidden that won't be made known. What I tell you in the dark, speak in the light. What you hear in a whisper, proclaim on the housetops. Don't fear those who kill the body but are not able to kill the soul. Rather, fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Aren't two sparrows sold for a penny, yet not one of them falls to the ground without your father's consent? But even the hairs of your head have all been counted. Don't be afraid, therefore, you are worth much more than many sparrows. And we read our morning prayer. All through today, O God, help me to be quick to praise and slow to criticise, quick to forgive and slow to condemn, quick to share and slow to refuse to give. Grant me all through today complete control over my temper, that I may be slow to anger, complete control over my tongue, that I may speak no hasty word. So grant that all through today I may help everyone and hurt no one, so that I may find true joy in living. Through Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen. And we'll allow you your own time now to pray. And then say our evening prayer. O God, my Father, as I lay me down to sleep, relax the tension of my body. calm the restlessness of my mind, still the thoughts which worry and perplex. Help me to rest myself and all my problems in the grasp of your everlasting arms. Let your spirit speak to my mind and my heart while I am asleep, so that when I awaken in the morning, I may find that I have received in the night time light for my way, strength for my tasks, peace for my worries, forgiveness for my sins. Grant me sleep tonight and tomorrow power to live. This I ask through Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen. And we'll allow you again a minute of silence, of calmness, of rest of the mind, for you to offer those prayers and worries which perplex you, the tensions that you have, the thoughts that you have over to God in this time. And we'll finish day 3 by saying, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you this day. Amen. Day 4, and we read from Psalm 63, verse 1-7. God, you are my God, I eagerly seek you. I thirst for you, my body faints for you. In a dry land and desolate land without any water, so I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and glory. My lips will glorify you because your faithful love is better than life. So I will praise you as long as I live. At your name I will lift up my hands. You satisfy me as with rich food. My mouth will praise you with joyful lips. When on my bed I think of you, I meditate on you during the night watches because you are my help. I will rejoice in the shadow of your wings. And we read our morning prayer. Equip me today, O God, with the humility which will keep me from pride and from conceit, the graciousness and gentleness which will make me both easy to live with and a joy to meet, the diligence, the perseverance, and the reliability which will make me a good workman, the kindness which will give me a quick eye to see what I can do for others and a ready hand to do it, the constant awareness of your presence which will make me do everything as unto you. So grant that today men and women may see me in the glimpse of the life of my blessed Lord. This I ask for your love's sake. Amen. And again, we'll give you a minute just to pray your own prayers at this time. And we say our evening prayer. Thank you, O God, for all the help you have given me today. Thank you for keeping me safe all through today, helping me do my work through today, giving me the strength to conquer my temptations all through today. Thank you for my home and all it has been to me, my loved ones and all the circle of those most dear, my friends and comrades with whom I have worked and talked, Thank you for any kindness I have received, any help that was given to me, and sympathy that was shown to me. Help me to lay myself down to sleep tonight with a glad and grateful heart. This I ask through Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen. And we'll give you another minute to reflect and to pray your own prayers to end this, the fourth day. And we finish today by saying, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you this day. Amen. So on day 5, we begin our day today by reading Matthew chapter 13, verse 31 to 34. He presented another parable to them. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a man took and sowed in his field. It's the smallest of all seeds, but when grown, it's taller than the vegetables and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the sky come and nest in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed into 50 pounds of flour until it spread through all of it. Jesus told the crowd all these things in parables and would not speak to them in anything without a parable. And we read our morning prayer. O God, help me all through today to do nothing to worry those who love me, to do nothing to let down those who trust me, to do nothing to fail those who employ me, to do nothing to hurt those who are close to me. Help me all through this day to do nothing which would be a cause of temptation to someone else or which would make it easier for someone else to do you wrong. Not to discourage anyone who is doing their best, not to dampen anyone's enthusiasms or to increase anyone's doubts. Help me all through this day to be a comfort to the sad, a friend to the lonely, an encouragement to the dispirited, and a help to those who are up against it. So grant that others may see in me something of the reflection of the Master whose I am and who I seek to serve. This I ask for your love's sake. Amen. And we'll give you your own time now in the silence to think about the ways in which you want to show forth God's goodness this day. And we say our evening prayer. Forgive me, O God, if today by being irritable and unreasonable I made trouble in the family circle. By being careless and slack and inefficient at my work I made the tasks of others more difficult. By being self-willed and stubborn and too set in my own way I was a problem to my friends and my companions. Forgive me if today I was too impatient with someone who was doing their best. Forgive me if I have been too quick to take offence and to see slights where no slight was intended. If today I did things badly and caused others trouble because I was not attending to my instructions and to my work as I ought to have been, help me tomorrow to be more strict with myself, more understanding to others, more faithful to my work than ever before, through Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen. And we'll allow you moments again here to pray your own prayers for forgiveness at the end of this day. And we end by saying, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you this day. Amen. So we begin the sixth day, day six, by reading Psalm 51, verses 7 to 12. Purify me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Turn your face away from my sins and blot out all of my guilt. God, create a clean heart for me and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not banish me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore the joy of your salvation to me and give me a willing spirit. And we pray our morning prayer. O God, I know that I am going to be very busy today. Help me not to be so busy that I miss the most important things. Help me not to be too busy to look up and to see a glimpse of beauty in your world. Help me not to be too busy listening to other voices to hear your voice when you speak to me. Help me not to be too busy to listen to anyone who is in trouble and to help anyone who is in difficulty. Help me not to be too busy to stand still for a moment to think and to remember. Help me not to be too busy to remember the claims of my home, my children, and my family. Help me all through today to remember that I must work my hardest and also to remember that sometimes I must be still. This I ask for Jesus' sake. Amen. And I will just allow you a moment to be still and to listen to God's voice at this time. And we say our evening prayer. O God, sometimes I begin to worry, especially when I sit at the end of the day and think. I begin to worry about my work. Help me to know that with your help I can cope. I begin to worry about money and making ends meet. Help me to remember that although money is important, there are things that money cannot buy, and these are the most precious things of all. I begin to worry about my health. Help me to remember that worrying makes me worse and that trusting always makes me better. I begin to worry about the things which tempt me. Help me to remember that you are with me to help me to conquer them. I begin to worry about those I love. Help me to do everything I can for them and then to leave them in your care. Give me tonight your peace in my troubled heart through Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen. And we'll allow you this time to lay before God your worries, your concerns about any aspect that's on your heart at this time. Simply offload it, unburden yourself to him, for he cares for you. And at the end of the day, and this day, we say that the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you on this day. Amen. So on the seventh day, we read again from Matthew chapter 11, verse 25 to 30. At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to infants. Yes, Father, because this was your good pleasure, all things have been entrusted to me by you. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son desires to reveal him. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. All of you take up my yoke and learn from me, because I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And we pray our morning prayers. Lord Jesus, help me to walk with you all through today. Give me today something of the wisdom that was in your words, something of the love that was in your heart, and something of the help that was on your hands. Give me today something of your patience with people, something of your ability to bear slights and insults and injuries without bitterness and resentment, something of your ability to always forgive. Help me to live in such a way today that others may know that I began the day with you and that I am walking with you, so that however dimly others may see you in me. This I ask for your love's sake. Amen. And you can bring your own requests to God now in these moments' silence. And we say our evening prayer. O God, I think tonight of those in special trouble and distress of body, mind, or heart. Bless the homes in which someone has died and in which those who are left are bewildered and sad. Bless the homes where tonight there are those who must sit by the bed of a loved one and wait for the end to come. Bless those who are ill and whose pain seems worst of all in the slow night hours. Bless homes into which bad news has come, homes in which some member of the family has brought shame upon himself and sorrow to those who love him. Bless those who are sitting alone with some bitter disappointment, with some dream that has ended and which will now never come true. Bless those for whom life has fallen in. Bless those who are wrestling with some temptation and those who have lost the battle. Bless those who are separated from those that they love and who are lonely and anxious. Where there is trouble of any kind, be there to comfort and support. This I ask for your love's sake. Amen. And we'll give you moments again in a minute here to pray your own prayers and to ask God to bless those who are on your heart and mind at this time. And at the end of this day and this week, we say, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you this day. Amen.